Friends, welcome in the name of Jesus Christ to our Good Friday service of worship. This evening's service is a scriptural Stations of the Cross, and it will consist of 14 scripture readings that tell the story of the Passion of our Lord. So 14 stations for us to pause and reflect upon the sacrifice of our Lord on this Good Friday evening. Following each scripture reading, the reader will say, "We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you." And as indicated in your orders of service, you will respond, "Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world." That phrase will be projected on the screens along with all of the hymns. So the service then will proceed unannounced. So I would encourage you, probably the easiest way to follow the service would be just by following along with the screens. Everything will be there. You will remain seated other than the very beginning here and then at the end, so you don't need to worry about when to stand up and when to sit down either. Then at the conclusion of the service, we would ask you to please leave in silence or at least as quietly as possible. And now, friends, if you are able, would you please stand as we sing together, "Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence." Would you please pray with me? God of love, as we prepare to remember the events of these poignant days, open our eyes to see the beauty of Jesus' self-giving love. And by your Spirit, work in our community a desire and a commitment to serve each other and our hurting world. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, friends, I invite you to receive God's greeting. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God the Father Almighty, from the Lord Jesus, and from the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Oh, Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and agitated. Then he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me." And going a little farther, he drew himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet, not what I want, but what you want." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So could you not stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and pray, that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, he went away for the second time and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." Again, he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world."
Jesus, it is only because each of us has lived so as to say over and over again, "What I want, not what you want. My will be done." It is only because each of us has lived such that you are here in this garden, deeply grieved even unto death. Jesus, you have brought us here with you. Let us not flinch from looking full in the face in this garden and through this night the beauty of your faithfulness. Yet, not what I want, but what you want, your will be done. And the depravity of our sin. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us keep watch this night. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. And with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, the words "my betrayer is at hand" haven't even left your lips, and already the unbelievable nightmare of which you had spoken is unfolding before our eyes. The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands. Betrayed, as always, with words of respect and a warm embrace before the twist of the knife in the back. But how many times have we said, "Lord," only to immediately rebel against your kingship? So in this unfolding nightmare of our making lies our only hope. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us keep watch this night, For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
When the day came, the assembly of the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they brought him to their council. They said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." He replied, "If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I question you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." All of them asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, people will believe whatever they want to about you. You asked, "Who do people say that I am?" They answered, "John the Baptist, Elijah, one of the prophets." Even the very people who should have been keeping watch for God's Messiah, the elders, the chief priests, and scribes, have made up their minds. As we stand before the council with you, let us hear you ask us again, "But who do you say that I am?" And help us believe. You are the Christ. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us keep watch this night. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came to him and said, "You also were with Jesus, the Galilean." But he denied it before all of them, saying, "I do not know what you are talking about." When he went out to the porch, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." Again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly you are also one of them, for your accent betrays you." Then he began to curse, and he swore an oath, "I do not know the man." At that moment the cock crowed. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, who of us hasn't, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have left undone and by what we have done, who of us hasn't denied you, saying by what we do and say, "I do not know the man"? As we hear the cock crow through the bitterness of our own tears, let us remember the rest of Peter's story, hearing you, Jesus, our faithful shepherd, speak again, even after his denial, those words that alone bring us life. "Follow me." Forgive us, Jesus, And help us keep watch this night, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
As soon as it was morning, the chief priests had a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you?" But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, it is an absurdity. You, the King of Kings, bound and led away, tried by a man whose authority comes only from you. Yet you stand silent, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. But the crowd chose. We would like to think it was the crowd so far away, so long ago, who chose, but in our sin, we chose. Each of us, all of us. We would have Barabbas. We would not have this King of the Jews, who stands silent, weak, and humiliated before his accusers and Pilate. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us keep watch this night, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and striking him on the face. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, in crown and robe meant to mock, in jeering heraldry, "Hail, King of the Jews," the soldiers told the truth. You are the world's king, not in spite of the scars that you wear upon your back or the thorns you wore upon your brow, but because of them. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us keep watch this night, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. When the chief priests and the guards saw Jesus, they cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no guilt in him." The crowds cried out, "Take him away, take him away, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, all through this night, we like to think it was the voice of others many years ago who spoke, who shouted, "Crucify him," and "We have no king but Caesar." But our voices were mingled with theirs, for all we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the cross that was ours alone to carry, you carried on our behalf. The Lord has laid on you the iniquity of us all. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us keep watch this night, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
They compelled the passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
O Jesus, that you would, in your mercy and grace, as Paul said, let us in our flesh complete what is lacking in your afflictions for the sake of your body, that is the church. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us keep watch this night, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world."
Jesus, the women wept for you, but not really for you, but for what they wanted you to have been. But you wanted their repentance, not their sorrow. You wanted their obedience, not their sympathy. Even tonight, you want our repentance, not our sorrow. You want our obedience, not our sympathy. You want us. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us keep watch this night, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right, one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, precisely as your body is lifted up not on a throne of a king, but rather on the execution device saved for the lowest of society, your words ring the loudest. Father, forgive them. For it is here, in your seeming defeat, that you accomplish the victory of our salvation. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us keep watch this night. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Oh,
One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, grant us eyes and faith like that of the criminal at your side who looked upon you as you were hanging innocent upon a cross and beheld you even then, the world's King in the glory of your kingdom. Jesus, remember us tonight. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us keep watch this night, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you,
because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, from the beginning, your mother Mary had treasured those words, "To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." She treasured those words and pondered them in her heart, treasured and pondered them through these many years, and now they all seem to her and to those gathered round her to have come to naught. May her and our soul magnify the Lord even in this hour. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us keep watch this night, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Thank you.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, the shadows have been lengthening, the darkness slinking in from every corner until, like a heavy blanket covering everything, it has overwhelmed all things at this one single moment in time when you cried out, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit," and breathed your last. We know that here alone in this utter darkness is the wellspring of all light, goodness, and life. For you were pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon you is the chastisement that has made us whole. With your wounds we are healed. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us keep watch this night, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Thank you.
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, all of our hopes and dreams lie with you in that tomb. If our hopes and dreams are to rise to take on some new transformed life beyond what we could imagine, they must rise only with you. If we are to rise from our captivity to sin and death, then we must rise only with you. And now we must wait in this darkness upon the will of God with this one last hope, that your sealed tomb, Lord, is indeed our only open doorway to life. Forgive us, Jesus, and help us keep watch this night. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Thank you.
May Jesus Christ, who for our sakes became obedient unto death, even death on a cross, keep you and strengthen you this night and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace.